What's up, y'all? Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, coming to you live from the ultimate remote location, default route, in the rain. If you can call this rain, it's more like a drizzle. It did predict light rain for later on today when I looked at the weather. And I guess if you call this a light rain, I'll go with it. Technically, it is rain. I was also thinking, you can see those clouds behind me. I won't see the sun until next month. I won't see the sun directly until next month. I don't know if you call this overcast. It's like it's beyond overcast. It's like a cloud ceiling. Would you actually call it overcast? You call that overcast? That's just the way it's going to be for the next 2 weeks while I'm here. And I'm thinking I won't see the sun because I don't leave until it gets dark. I leave Monday at 8 p.m. Fly the red eye to L.A. I won't see the sun until I land in L.A. Or maybe when I'm flying in, I'll see the sun come up while we're still above the clouds, because usually, you know, you see the sun as soon as you get on the airplane and you get above the clouds. And that big, beautiful sun just come poking through. And you're reminded of why you love California so much. You're reminded of that energy and how that sun feels. But don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. What I was kind of practicing in my head or said a couple times was, I don't know if it's cold out here. I just know I'm not cold. It might be cold, I'm not cold. And looking around at people that I see walk around in t-shirts and shorts and whatnot, it's not cold. It's like 56, 57 degrees. And I think it's the humidity that really makes it comfortable. Because I got on a t-shirt, a long sleeve t-shirt, my sauna jacket, and this hoodie over the top. I wouldn't say this is one of my good hoodies, but it's one of my better ones. This is the one I wore to the game. And also, I was thinking I wore this hoodie to the game. I got to start wearing my jersey. You know, I wore the hoodie, and like at P-Funk shows, I wear my jersey on my belt, hanging down with the P-Funk showing. But I'm looking around at people, and that, you know, that fan who had a picture of me in my jersey let me know that. And I knew a long time ago what that jersey did. I knew a long, long time ago. Maybe even when I bought my first one, because it's been replaced a few times since then, that I knew that that P-Funk on my back was going to be able to be seen from far away. And I knew what kind of visual range it may or may not have. And I don't want to say impact, but attention or whatever. You know, recognition or whatever, how far back it was. And I'm realizing now, or I was thinking in the back of my head, I need to sport the jersey, even if I have to wear it over a coat or wear the jersey over this hoodie. Because I want people to see that moniker. Because when she showed me those pictures, you know, she had of me. And I didn't even know her. She, you know, she had pictures of me at the Vegas game. And that P-Funk was looking good on my back from a bunch of aisles, from a bunch of rows back. It was looking good. So, and this is like an extra long, tall hoodie. I've been trying to get all my clothes in medium, but I'm starting to realize that sometimes you want an extra large or a large. You want something to be, you know, less tight fitting to wear. But I was so worried about, you know, being in that medium, you know, keeping my weight down to be in that medium. I refused to buy large clothes or large shirts. And when I got down to waist 36 pants, I didn't want to buy no 38s. But I put that weight back on, and I had to, because I threw all my 38s out. And I had 36s. I said, I got to stay in them. I'm wearing a pair of 36s now. They kind of tight. But when I work, I put on a pair of 38s that I got here. A lot looser. Probably more comfortable. But, you know, that's that. And out here, I'm not cold. I'm not cold. I'm sweating, in fact. It looks like the drizzle stopped. The drizzle stopped. And I didn't, and I'm looking at it. I'm walking away from home. And it was drizzling. I was getting a little bit wet. But it didn't seem like it was going to start raining. I had faith that it wasn't going to start raining too hard. And I'm looking around at where I could duck in. If it does start raining for a little while, there's plenty of places I can duck in. Even like this. I can duck into the bus thing. I noticed yesterday, too, that the sound got off of the audio. The audio and the video got out of sync. And it's probably from me switching cameras back and forth like this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Because mainly, it still serves the purpose. You get to see beautiful Youngstown Market Street on a nice fall day. It's not winter yet. Oh, I see some blue. I can see through clouds a little bit. I see it. Look at it. I can see some blue over there. I don't know if you can see it, but I see a little bit of blue skies. Not that I'm looking for blue skies, or not that I'm worried about blue skies, because this is refreshing. It's actually refreshing. And I don't want to seem like I'm complaining about this weather, because I'm not, because it's really refreshing. I got an idea. I'm gonna make this really short and see what happens if I hold it like this. How's that? Wow, so I shortened up the camera, shortened up the selfie stick, and walking with it like that. What if I hold it up like this? See, what I didn't want to do, I didn't want to be too close. I didn't want to be too close, you know. But it's a lot more comfortable carrying it like this. But I'm not too close. I like for it to be farther back. But see, when I do it like that, and I spin it around, it doesn't matter. It's easier to carry. Or is it? It's easier to carry this way. And, you know, since you're not, it's not all up in my face, that should work. But anyway, beautiful Youngstown. As I probably said before, this used to be a Sparkle Market. And it is on my mind that I may have to let the Sparkle Market on South Avenue go. That was my first stop for years. Go get my ham salad. And the charm of the unmodernized place. I don't want to say it was dirty, but it's not all shiny, squeaky clean. Like, you know, the new modern stores or even the modern other Sparkles in the town, in other cities or in other suburbs or whatever you call it. And that was kind of the charm of it. The down-hominess of it, the down-hominess of the people. But like I said, after my daughter sent a reel, somebody posted a reel of ants inside the chicken at Sparkle. That didn't bother me. Or bugs, but kind of, I don't know, bugs or whatever inside the chicken. I was like, oh, whatever. Starting to drizzle a little bit. But yeah, that didn't bother me. Then when I went there and I saw it, actually, what happened is I walked in and I looked at the people working there. You know, and they're older. And, you know, that was cool. I didn't mind that. But it hit. It did ring a bell. You know, they're kind of older. And, you know, you see the lines and just. Then I walked around and, you know, it didn't seem to be. The stock didn't seem to be as exciting, you know. And then I walked over and saw the ants on the chicken. Again, I still bought the chicken. Ate some last night, in fact. Still eating it. Threw that stuff in the air fryer. Threw some lemon pepper on it. Threw it in the air fryer. Shoot. You know, I ain't worried about that part. It was 99 cents a pound. You're talking about some big drumsticks, too. Big, meaty drumsticks. Woo, it was good. Still good. But, and then so, yeah, and yesterday, after the walk, I said, you know, I'm fighting this weight. I'm trying to fight the battle. I'm trying to stay on it. And again, this walking is probably not saving my life, but it probably could be saving my life. More than likely, this walking is saving my life. Or at least adding years to it. Better health, 8 Market. The 8 Market bus. It's been 8 Market ever since I was a child or growing up here. 7 Hillman. I don't think 7 Hillman is a bus anymore. I don't know. I don't think 7 Hillman is a bus anymore. I think 6 Glenwood is still a bus. I can Google it. And plus, the buses back here are free. I Google WRTA. You can ride the buses back here for free. Uptown Pizza, I got to try it. Probably said that before. But, you know, so, and then, so yesterday I had to go get salad because I didn't want to get off work and have a ham sandwich, a chicken, pepperoni roll, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I said, let me go get my mushrooms, some, you know, meat, some like luncheon meat to put in the salad. Youngstown born, 1947. Starting our 77th year. 1239. Granddaughter probably at the house. That's a whole other story. What am I talking about now? Am I talking about, I was talking about Sparkle. Yeah, so had to go, I'm gonna go get some salad, you know, and dressing. Get back, find out I already had dressing. I already had Thousand Island blue cheese here. I must have did the salad thing before. Because I'm pretty sure my daughter didn't buy that. I got some meat, some salami, mushrooms, tomato, cucumber, lettuce, and broccoli florets. You know, but and I didn't want to go to, if Sparkle was closer, but I made a decision to go to Giant Eagle. You know, the newer, shinier one. Because I had a picture in mind of what Giant Eagle would have. The packaged broccoli florets. I knew how it would be lined up, you know, in the little freezer, the vegetable refrigerator open thing, you know. I knew how that was going to look. And I don't want to, you know, go through a nostalgia trip with my old Sparkle. Because I was under, I knew I was going to be under a time constraint to get back and, you know, get ready to work. From my first day of working here, Monday. Yesterday went pretty good. My first work day here went pretty good. The whole thing went good. See, here's the thing. Okay, now that we talk about Sparkle and, you know, that. Here's the thing. I got here, had a good day with granddaughter. Then she went to see her father. And she don't come back till Tuesday. So I was able to see her, have a good time, then get some rest and to get settled. You know, to work, you know, without being distracted by her. And distracted sounds negative, but I don't mean it to sound so negative, you know, as a distraction. You know, because she's there, it's definitely a distraction. And distractions can be good or bad. So she comes back today, and I may or may not have gotten up early and started my walk before she got back to have a little bit of time to myself, because when I get back here now, after this is the last little bit of time I'm gonna have with Jeffrey, probably till Thursday night, I believe, or something like that. It's Tuesday, 2 days, we have 2 straight days of daughter and granddaughter. Now, it's one thing to be in there with daughter. It's another thing to be in there with granddaughter. And it's a whole other thing being in there with them both. That's a whole other thing. And because my daughter's off today and tomorrow. And I'm off tomorrow. So, see, like, it's like I'm off, but I'm really not. And I've told my daughter this, and she kind of agreed. Working is easier. Working is easier. Quote, unquote, easier. Air quotes around easier. Than having to tend to the granddaughter. Working is easier. People are like, I got to work. I got to go to work. Thank God, Jesus. I got to go to work. I got to work. Shut the door. Woo. Thank you, job. So tomorrow, I'm off. But they going to be there. I'm off tomorrow. And they going to be there. See, they almost ran me over. See that? These people don't be. They don't be. Pedestrians, you on your own. Pedestrians, you got to watch out. Back here, you really got to watch out. So this will be my last little bit of time. And, you know, for the most part, I'm looking forward to, you know, I get back there and we, you know, we see each other and we go through the thing. And, you know, the initial meeting and I don't know if you say reunited or, you know, her coming back. And I shut my door. Cause I know she going, first thing she do, she get home, she gonna try to go in my room, see where I'm at. And if I ain't there, she gonna try to get on the computer or touch something she knows she ain't supposed to be touching if I ain't there. They're building that reservoir thing. As soon as I start recording, he go to lunch and he stop moving. And I'm early. So I better spend some time. And then I have development time today. You know, where I'm not on the clock, you know, not taking calls or anything. And I try to kick them out of my room during development time so I can focus. See, look at that. See, it started moving as soon as I left. See it? Wonder what that looks like. Wonder what that Zoom looks like. We'll find out, huh? We'll find out. That's a 3.8. Maybe just the preview is a little fuzzy because it shouldn't be that bad. At this resolution, I'm gonna take it up. 4.0 is high as it goes. See, they're building all this here. It's gonna be a reservoir or water something, some kind of reservoir water park or something. I'll take a picture of the thing or a video. So, the Boardman School was there. One of the old Boardman schools was there. I was walking by when they tore it down. I just happened to be here. And some of the news people was out, you know, doing their thing. So I get back, you know, I'm looking for the granddaughter. We go through our thing, you know, and I gotta learn myself how to separate, you know, and not start doing too much. Not trying to handle her and work and this and all that at the same time. To where, or a lawn storm water park. It's the lawn storm, forest lawn storm water park. Oh, it's the forest lawn storm water park. Can I take a picture? Picture taken. That's what that is. So that'll be fun. And there's Forest Lawn. It's like Forest Lawn Cemetery. All the leaves are gone. Sky is gray. I guess what they mean, this is what they mean by the sky is gray. And the sky is gray, but it's not dismal. It's not heavy to me yet. It's not depressing. You know, it's gray. It's almost, like I said, it's refreshing almost. It's refreshing to a degree that it's not sunny all the time. Because I swear, one time I went back to L.A. and I got off the plane and that damn sun and that sunny hit me and it was irritating. I might have been like in a kind of a mood, but it was irritating. I'm like, here we go with this damn sunny again. And it wasn't the heat. It wasn't that it was hot. It's just the, you know, that day in and day out. Where I came from back here, where it rained some, you had humidity, you had clouds. You know, at night has a certain feel to it. It's just, you get like different climates or weather situations every day, you know, during the different days. I've been looking at her ever since I've been walking by for years. I don't look like a porn star. But I'm sure she got paid to do that picture. I always think hopefully she's somebody's, you know, relative. But the way she was doing that smile almost looked professional. You know, like she had, you know, done that before, trained for it. But, so we'll see. We'll get back. I'm coming up to, probably got about, 20 minutes to get home. It's 12:50 now. We'll see. Because I can see where my 14-minute walk ends. On my 14-minute break, I see where, because I come up to Market Street and I start walking south and I know how far I get after 14 minutes. And I can see where that's at. And if I had to guess how far it was to there, maybe 3 minutes. There's the smell of dry cleaning chemicals. And there's that Kent State. Welcome to Kent State. Sign that's been up there for a few years now. There's Trek Bicycle and Auto Mall. Used to be Robert Hall and Kenny Shoes. Youngstown Dance Supply. I don't quite remember that. But it looked like it's been there, don't it? Don't it look like it's been there for a while? I love this kind of stuff. And this hotel here, you know, every time I walk by this one, I always, you know, I feel some kind of way. Looks like it's legacy, you know, old style. Kind of like that sparkle, you know, that I like going to. And I Googled this, and they said the rooms on this hotel on this side are better than the rooms on that side. I don't know how old that was. Look at the ferry. That's what granddaughter called an angel ferry. And I was thinking about getting a hotel room here, you know, just to break it up. Because my daughter got a lot of days off. And I told her, I said, all right, we got to start talking hotels. Because we're going to need some time away. I'm like, I'll pay. But I ain't paying for no DoubleTree unless you subsidize it. And she'd be like, no. And then she'd probably start playing hardball. No, it's my house. If I'm going to go, you know, I want to go to DoubleTree. But I'm like, I'm trying to, you know, give you a break and let you get out. And that's just like when granddaughter leave. And we got to figure out how we're going to handle me leaving and granddaughter leaving. Because I leave on a Monday. And she usually will come back to Tuesday. So I might not see her after Saturday night. But then that'll give me Sunday and Monday to rest up. Because I don't land in L.A. until like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I probably won't get home till like 3. Probably won't get to bed till 4. Get to sleep or whatever. And I'm supposed to work the next day. Or I might just take the day off. I don't know. I might take that Tuesday off. And that'd be like a mini vacation. Look at these people gonna run me over. Look, see, they just run right in front of you like they don't see me. You saw me. See how they do you? Trying to act like they don't see me. You know something about pedestrians? Y'all saw that, didn't you? I got it on camera. I'm just saying. And they're going to look like, ugh. I mean, I've done it before. I've done it before. But I've done it. See, I guess when I do it, it's once in a while. You know, but when I'm walking out here, it seems to happen a lot, which still could be once in a while for every individual. But it's like too many individuals that I'm running to go once in a while for it to be once in a while. It happens too many times. This WPA building, 1937, work program, government work program, built a lot of stuff. I like the style of that building. Built in 1937, I even got pictures of the sidewalk stamp from 1937. We might see one walking up here. This old legacy building looked like it was built in the 60s or the 70s. And as you can tell, the farther north you walk, away from Boardman and towards Youngstown, the more sparse or more undeveloped the buildings and businesses are. And if you, when you went in, and right now I'm still technically in Boardman, but I think when I cross Midlothian, which I'm not gonna do because my daughter lives on this side of Midlothian, and once you cross Midlothian, you go into Youngstown, it's a definite drop. A drop in property development, abandoned buildings, I ain't gonna say run down, abandoned, empty structures, just decay, buildings decay. And it's noticeable. Youngstown has had that problem. Of course, it's property values, it's tax, property taxes, it's the people living here, you know, it's all of it. And they say Youngstown was run by the mafia and was kind of corrupt. And that hurt them a lot in this development. But then I look at DiBartolo, you go to the Southern Park Mall, it's like really nice out there. Boardman and Southern Park Mall is really nice. I said it before, if they got an attraction, they could be a tourist spot. But they said they don't want that. It's really nice out there. I used to love getting hotels out there because that's my kind of energy. You know, that's my kind of scene with the, you know, franchise buildings, franchise businesses, and the hustle and bustle, energy, modernized, shiny, you know, up-to-date stuff. DiBartolo, owner of the 49ers, with all they Super Bowl champions, very successful, straight attack. Looked like he's straight off The Godfather. It's like, it's to the point of, you just gotta get sent to HR, because you can't help but say he Italian. You can't help but say he a gangster. Look just like it. Look just like one of them. You're like, well, write me up. I can't go back on that. Because he looked just like one of them. There's just no, hey, look, there was somebody from one of them trucks. This building will never seem to be doing any business. Look at him. He looked like he getting in one of the trucks. See? I figured it was the trucks that they were doing. Because I never see anybody in there. And though it say open, I don't even think they kept the lights on the inside, to be honest with you. Middle Eastern, fresh Mediterranean, Middle Eastern grill. Said they got a drive-thru, but the drive-thru's always blocked. See how dark it is in there? Look like all the chairs are there. It says it's open, but nobody's ever in there. And that's supposed to be the drive-thru. It's always blocked. There's somebody working on them trucks. So something's going on. Legacy house. Office. Buildings. This building's been there since I grew up. This building's been there since I grew up. Here's how it looks looking back. Love this place. I love this place. I do. I love this place. Look, even the steps and the concrete, to the side of the building, the bricks, just the architecture and style of which things are made. Trees, the weather, and there's the WKBN Tower. I remember when they built that highest point in Youngstown. I walked over there one time. I got some pictures from over there. These buildings, office buildings, I think medical or whatever. You know, it's, I love this place. I love being from this place. I love being from this place. And the weather feels good. I might have to throw this hoodie in the dryer because nothing dries back here. With the humidity and the weather, nothing dries back here. I could take my clothes after walking in California, 100 degree weather, totally sweat it out. Take them, rinse them out in the sink, completely drench them, wring them out, hang them up, maybe dry in an hour. In the bathroom, not even in the sun. That's how dry it is out there. I'm exaggerating, but you get the point. Here, I could just sweat a little bit in them, hang them up, and they ain't gonna dry. It just won't dry, even in the summertime. It just won't dry. So I'm gonna get back there, see how this feels, get dressed, and throw it in the dryer. Because this is my go-to hoodie right now. It's the only one that I got because I didn't bring enough of them. I thought I had another one, but I didn't bring it. Well, I bought my Venice Beach one, but I'm not walking in that one. And this one, it's a nice one, but I don't really care about it. Here's where I bought my chair. I bought my chair used in there. Chair granddaughter love to get in and spin around. And get up there, get close to my keyboard. And I tell y'all about what this is, about the infestation of deer in Mill Creek Park. So they authorized hunters that was able to hunt them. So some people don't like that, so they call them the killing fields. This is Trump Vance, Trump place, Trump communism, Trump sign. I ain't mad at you at all. Like I said, if I had to vote, if you'd have put a gun to my head and I had to vote, I would vote Republican. And even hearing some of the commentary, post-election commentary, a lot of people are saying the same thing I said. This one commentator, I forget who it was, said exactly what I was thinking. Said it, put it exactly the way I, worded it better than I probably could have. Hit all the points about the wokeness and the transgender and then the immigrants and just the way he laid it out. I was like, the Democrats, they're policy or plan or whatever, I'm not even sure if we even found out what that was, just didn't jive with me. Just didn't add up. The trees, people cutting their grass. You gotta cut your grass out here. I don't know if you're cutting grass or picking up leaves. Probably some of both. But you gotta have one of them riding things. Get out here. they call it a zero turn. I was talking to somebody on the at work, one of the, you know, callers from DC or something. Said she got, she said she was on her zero turn. I guess that's what she meant, because those things you could turn around without having to, you know, swing wide or anything. So she got her big yard, got it on a few acres in Maryland. You know, she got her zero turn. She get out there and get it done. And I was like, yeah, you know, I don't want to sound sexist or whatever, but a lot of women like getting out there and cutting their grass. I see that a lot, you know. And I do. Oh, here comes the rain. Just in time. Well, I mean, not just in time, but very close to home. So I don't mind it getting shooting the trees, you know. I love the trees. And the blow-up things in the yard seem to be popular. I seen that in L.A. too, especially Halloween. A lot of them for Halloween. Everybody want to get the blow-up things in the yard. I was asking Kimberly if she going to do the blow-up things in the yard. She was talking about her electricity bill. And she had spent all that money on them damn parlays. But the what? You know. What about the electricity bill? That's what she's thinking about. Anyway, I'm going to flip it just so y'all can see me for a little bit. Yeah, here I am. I'm still here. I'm still here. Still a little bit wet. No, a little bit wet. No, I ain't wet. It's just, it's raining though. I'm probably wet. Probably sweating on the inside. But, you know. And this walking is important. This walking is so important. I know this walking is so important. Trees. I think there's a WPA down here, if I remember correctly. Because this is the kind of sidewalk it's made on. Let's see if we can find one. See if we see one. Should be one coming up. Oh, nope. Nope. Uh-oh, what's this one? This ain't WPA. That's another one. WPA should be on a sidewalk like this. Oh, there it is. WPA, told you. 1937. WPA. Work Perfect Authority or something. Something. Work program. Government program. That they put together, you know, the New Deal, Franklin Delano Roosevelt or somebody. See, there's another one from 1937. And I was like, look, this lasted from 1937, you know, in the winter and all that, and this and that. And then in L.A., I saw some from 1923. And of course, L.A. ain't got the weather and stuff. So, you know, that should be easy. Love them trees. Remember coming in the summertime, the trees would be full of green. Coming around the corner. Here's where I usually let granddaughter out until they get on the sidewalk and walk from here. First, she was like, I keep forgetting, she, you know, she ain't used to this stuff. She was kind of nervous about walking or whatever. And I'm in the street. I'm like, just go ahead. You know, I'm just like, yeah, go ahead, girl, quit acting. You know, but I remember she's young. She ain't never did a lot of this stuff before. So the first time, you know, she was kind of, you know. And the second time, you know, she knew what we was doing. You see her getting to it more and more. And I keep forgetting that, oh, look, they just got back. Look like he just got here or leaving. Look like they just got here and just leaving. Woo. So granddaughter gonna be turned up. Turn the corner. I think he was, yeah, it looked like he was leaving. He's getting out the car. He was getting in the car. I thought he was getting around. Feels good, though. Feels good to get out here and get that walk on. It feels good. It feels good. Which way he gonna go? It ain't too late. It ain't too late. It ain't too late. I'll save you one. You sure? Granddaughter. 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 I hear her. Is she open the door? Ah! Ah! Yo, put that binky. Give me that binky. I'm going to come get that binky right now. I'm going to come get it. What? You were here. Give me that binky. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. I'm getting it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
There she is without her hair. See, hey. You going to come with me? Come on, let's get your feet wet. She hurt herself how?
I don't know. She
got to
come back in the house.
All right. Oh, yeah, you hurt. Your foot hurt. Oh, yeah, she is kind of walking with her. Now she ain't. Look how she go up them stairs. You see that? Do it again. You see how she ran them stairs? You in trouble. You better start working out. Anyway. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the phone. And for that crazy three-year-older in there. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed in any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Look at the trees around here. Just look at these trees. I came home from the concert from P-Funk in Cleveland when I drove through that thunderstorm. Oh, my God. Them trees. Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.